Hej och välkommen till Swedish Lessons, your shortcut to the Swedish language, svenska. I hope you're doing fine and that you're ready to start speaking Swedish right away, because I would like to teach you a new word, and that is a country. A country. So we are going to learn the two words, a country, because as you know by now, every noun, everything in the Swedish language is connected to one of two words, if we want to say a country, for instance. So, the words a country are pronounced like this. Ett land. Ett land. Can you say that? Once again, ett land. Ett land, very good. So as you can hear, the word country is more connected to the English word land. But in Swedish, we say land, ett land, to talk about a country or a nation. And to take another word, I thought perhaps we should take the word Sweden, the country Sweden. I don't think we have been talking about that in Swedish before. Otherwise, this will be a repetition, but the name of the Swedish nation, the name of the Swedish country, Sweden, is not Sweden in Swedish, but it is pronounced like this. Sverige, Sverige. Can you say that? Sverige. Yeah, very good. So Sverige is the name of the country, Sweden, in Swedish. So if I would like to say that I'm from Sweden in Swedish, I will say that I am from what? Sverige. Very good. Sverige. Sverige. I don't think there is any specific sounds I would like to put focus on right now. Sverige. This word is not very similar to anything in English, so you will have to repeat it sometimes, perhaps, but Sverige is the name of our country, Sweden. Now, I would like you to think of the Swedish verb is. We have been talking about it recently, it's really short. Do you remember how to say in Swedish the verb is? Är. Yeah, did you remember that? Är is the Swedish word for is, but we will use it for anything or any person. So in English we have I am, you are, he is, she is, and so on. But in Swedish we will always say är for any person or anything that is something. Now, if you want to say that Sweden is something, then how would you say those two words together in Swedish? Sweden is. Sverige är. Sverige är. Good. Now, I would like to pause for a second here, because now I am saying är. Sweden is. Sverige är. But just as you know, in many languages and also in Swedish, we do not always pronounce every single letter. And that is also the case when we say är. So in everyday language, very often you will not hear the final R sound, är, and the first vowel sound will be something more like ä, ä, something like that. So for instance, if I say a sentence in Swedish and I want to say Sweden is this or that, it will sound something like this. Please listen to me. Sverige är, Sverige är. Can you say that? Sverige är. Exactly. So as you can hear, the ä will be like glued to the first word. It will be very closely together to the words before and the word before and the word after. So it will be more just a small sound like eh. And that is what we use for saying Sweden is. So är will be, that will also work fine. But I want you to know that there are two ways of pronouncing it. One is more clear and one is more short, perhaps. And I think you will hear both in everyday conversations. The spelling is still A with two dots above it. That's the letter called Ä in Swedish. And then an R, which in my Swedish accent is pronounced like this. R, R. Like some Spanish kind of R, I think. So how would you say the sentence, Sweden is a country? Take your time and go through the four words. I would like you to say, Sweden is a country. Sverige är ett land. Sverige är ett land. Can you say that? Sverige är ett land. Yeah, very good. So as you can hear, there will be like three e sounds in a row here. Sverige är ett land. Which sounds a bit funny, but it works. So you can have many vowel sounds in a row like that in Swedish. So please, once again, how would you say in Swedish, Sweden is a country? Sverige är ett land. Very good. And finally, I would like you to learn how to say in Scandinavia. And actually, this is funny because I've noticed that people from outside of Scandinavia or outside of Europe use the name Scandinavia a lot more than people from Scandinavia does. So I never think of myself as a person from Scandinavia or that I live in Scandinavia. I just think of myself as Swedish. But I don't know, I suppose the countries Denmark, Norway, and Sweden are quite similar in culture and also in language. So to the rest of the world, sometimes we are just called Scandinavia. And these three countries are also very closely together geographically. Now, the word Scandinavia is almost the same in Swedish, but it's the ending of the word is a bit different. So please listen to me for this long word. Scandinavia in Swedish is pronounced like this. Skandinavien. Skandinavien. Can you say that? Skandinavien. Yeah, so Scandi, that's kind of the same. Skandi. Skandi. And Navia will have instead a very long ah, na, a very Swedish sound, na. And then instead of Scandinavia, we will send Scandinavien, yen. So it will, sound a bit differently. Once again, Scandinavia is pronounced like this, Scandinavien. Scandinavien, bra. Now, how do you say in Swedish, in Scandinavia? In. I think we have been talking about the word in. So do you remember it? It's extremely short in Swedish. How would you say in Swedish the word in? Oh, actually, I am looking in my notebook right now. What we have been talking about in Swazi. I cannot find the word in. Perhaps I have not taught you that yet. Oh, then you will have a new word in the ending of this lesson. So in something, like in Scandinavia, is just one single sound in Swedish. So the word in Swedish is pronounced like this. I. I. Can you say that? E. Very good. It's the letter is I and it's pronounced E in Swedish. So in Scandinavia, how would you say that in Swedish? In Scandinavia. I Skandinavien. Very good. A long word in the end there. So Sweden is a country in Scandinavia. Would you like to say that whole sentence? Sweden is a country in Scandinavia. How would you say that in Swedish? Sverige är ett land i Skandinavien. Or, if you take it a little bit more with pace, it's like this. Sverige är ett land i Skandinavien. Can you say that? Sverige är ett land i Skandinavien. Very good. So this was a little bit longer Swedish lesson today, but I thought you... Oh, sorry. I hope you enjoyed it. And I am looking forward to seeing you in the next episode. Okay, ha det bra. Bye.